This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Another day, another couple of executive actions, policy memorandums from the White House. One to crack down on, by which the Trump administration means deny federal financing to sanctuary cities. The other to set in motion, as promised, the building of a wall along the Mexican border. Timing being everything, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is reporting along the border for us this week. Hey, Kimberly.
Hey, Kai.
You today somehow, and I don't know how you got this gig, you spent part of the morning on a helicopter flying over the Mexican-U.S. border. Tell me what it looks like. Tell me what you saw in terms of how this wall is going to be built.
Well, one thing that really stood out to me is just how rugged the terrain over which the border fence, as it is down here, has to go, and potentially President Trump's border wall, which he said today is going to be built and that construction is going to start right away. Of course, we don't know yet what he means by a wall, because most of the barrier in this area is some kind of fence, either a sheet metal fence or sort of a very heavy-duty chain link fence or sometimes big, tall steel columns with a flat sheet of steel on the top, but there are ways that people get over every single one of those types.
This is, in no small sense of the word, an infrastructure story, right? The whole infrastructure ball of wax.
It really is, and an expensive infrastructure story. I was just talking to one rancher recently who told me that they are redoing the fence that borders his property, and that's costing a little over $4 million a mile, which matches up with government estimates on this. They're saying it's probably going to cost between $4 and $6 million per mile to build fencing, not to mention a concrete wall, but that then you have to have the roads that lead up to that fencing just to deliver the material. So sometimes it's going to cost an additional $4 million a mile just to get a road to deliver the resources needed to build any kind of barrier on the border.
And of course, it's not only good guys who can use those roads.
Right. I've actually heard a lot of concerns from people around here that if there is more infrastructure around the border, especially in these rural, remote areas that are hard to navigate already, and therefore the sort of terrain is already a bit of a deterrent, but if there are roads that are built to service this infrastructure, not only could Border Patrol use them, but so could drug smugglers and people smugglers, especially the cartels.
What do we know about how the president will fulfill his promise that Mexico is going to pay for this wall?
Not much, actually. And Mexico and Mexican leaders have been saying over and over again that they are not going to pay for this wall. President Trump has said that he is going to use existing funds from a Bush administration era policy called the Secure Fences Act to start, kind of kickstart the funding to build the wall. That means American taxpayers are going to be paying for the start of this process. But he promises, President Trump promises, that Mexico is going to reimburse us for the wall. President Trump has a meeting coming up with Mexico's president. We'll see how that goes over.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams on the Mexican-U.S. border down near Douglas, Arizona someplace. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thanks, Kai.
Kimberly's reporting, we ought to say, is supported by the International Women's Media Foundation's Adelante reporting initiative.